And welcome to church today. Glad you're here, and here's a faithful, I can say this very respectfully, an old timer at New Hope.
1988,
she popped in. Of course, we knew one another before that time, but Eileen has been a faithful friend down all these years, and over the period of time, it's been utterly awesome to see God working in Eileen's life. And she has a testimony she wants to share with you. So, Eileen, I'm going to step aside, and you go for it.
Ralph and Marianne have been the same to me all those years. It's been wonderful. Anyway, I had something happen to me, and a lot of you know what it was, but I feel the Lord has put it on my heart to share it. And it's not anything to do with the business or the buildings or any of that. It has everything to do with God and me. And I'm just here to say that I want to share this for, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. I'm not trying to glorify myself in any way, shape, or form. In fact, I don't have any notes. I've been praying ever since I wanted to share this, the Holy Spirit would speak through me. So here we go. This is December 3rd, 2019. I had just had lunch with some lady friends from the church, and my car was acting up, the battery, so I called Les Schwab. They said, bring it in. So I took it in, and sure enough, I needed a new battery. And they said it would take an hour, hour and a half, and it was about 2 o'clock. So I walked over to the mall, crossed Capitol Mall Drive, and no problem, I've done that several times. And I thought, I'll do some Christmas shopping, which I did. So then I get a phone call, and they don't have the battery, but they can bring it in, and it'll take a little longer. I said, that's fine. So then they finally call me at 5 o'clock and say my car is ready. Well, the difference between 2 o'clock, add the hour and a half, and 5 o'clock, the sun's gone down. And in December, it's pretty dark. So anyway, I thought, well, I could do this. I'm a big girl. Those of you that know me, I'm pretty independent, and it's hard for me to accept help, but whatever. Anyway, here I go, and I'm dressed in dark clothing, but I have a big white shopping bag right here. So I walk out from Macy's, and I walk, and I see this part that's paved, and I thought, well, I'll walk on that. Went right to the street. That'll keep me from falling on the grass because the grass is bumpy. And so I walked over there and I looked both ways. There was not a car all the way up to Black Lake, not a car. There was not a car all the way down to Capitol Point, Capitol Cooper Point. So I had total clearance. And I'm a very careful person. A big white shopping bag that I thought, well, I'll put it on the left side because the cars come that way first. And that's what I did. Well, I stepped off thinking there was no curb. There was. The next thing I knew, I was kersplat right in the road, right on Capitol Mall Drive. It's dark, I'm in dark clothing, and the first thing that hit was right here. Big, big goose egg. And that's and it was bleeding, and the biggest goose egg I've ever had. And then I started feeling some other pains, and all of a sudden, you know, I had peace. This is where God comes in. I had peace. I wasn't afraid. And the first thing I said, the first thing was a prayer. Dear God, please don't let any cars run over me. And the second prayer was, dear God, please bring me help. And he did. I no sooner got the words out of my mouth, and a stranger had stopped. His headlights are shining on me because I'm in the middle of the road. And he said, my gosh, are you okay? And I said, I think so. And he said, I didn't know if you were a person or a lump, you know, of something. So obviously I wasn't a lump. So anyway, he tried it. He says, can you get up? And I said, I don't know. And he tried to get me up. Well, The first thing I couldn't do was move. I could not move. I could not move. Nothing was broken, but I could not move. So immediately, someone's behind me, and he puts his arms under my armpits, you know, and between the two, they finally get me up. And I'm crying. I'm just that kind of person. I don't like to put anybody out. And I'm crying. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And then I said, I got up. And I, like I said, I knew my eye was, you know, right here was a mess. And my wrist hurt really bad. And my rib hurt. And my leg. But I could walk. So I'm saying, I love this. I said, could you at least walk me across the rest of the street so I can walk down to Les Schwab? Not funny. So he said, Brett was his name. He lives in Tumwater. That was the one that stopped. And he said, I'm going to drive you to Les Schwab. And then there was another young lady, and she said, I can drive you to Les Schwab too. So I got to Les Schwab, and I looked like whatever. And they took one look at me, and they said, sit down. We'll bring you the paperwork. Sit down. So they kindly got a driver that drove my car to my house, and I was in the front seat, and then brought another one driver to take that driver back. And I thought that was absolutely amazing. Now, the rest of the story is, number one, I was on blood thinners. And one thing the doctor said was, do not hit your head hard. Well, if I'd hit it any harder, I probably wouldn't be here. But it was okay. I didn't have any complications. My eye, those of you that saw me, I'd show you a picture, but it might scare you. It was black, 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 black. And I went to my eye doctor, and he said, absolutely no damage. And then I had x-rays, of course, and I, what is this thing on my rib? It's so sore, just one little tiny spot. When I had fallen, I had turned my hand inward, and my ring was turned. And Milo gave me a pretty big diamond. So it went kaboom right into my rib. And then my wrist was badly sprained, and even now if I use it too much, it still hurts, but it's so much better. But you know, I couldn't bend it like this before the accident, and now I can. Cool, cool. So God took care of a lot of things, but you know, why I want to share this is that God takes care of us every step of the way. Whether we stumble, whether we're on the mountaintop, whether we're in the valley, 24/7, he's there, and I have the best relationship with my Lord Jesus Christ that I've ever had in my lifetime. And those of you that know me know I've been through hell the last couple of years with the legal stuff and my health. And I just want to praise the Lord for who he is. He is so good to all of us, and he's there for you. And if you ever feel he's not, you better look in the mirror, because you're the one that stepped back. Not God. He's always there for us, and he loves us very deeply.
Thank you, Amen. Eileen. Thank you very much. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. So God bless you. 4 years ago, Reese was in the hospital up in Seattle, and we made countless trips up there. She was in a very tough situation. And so yesterday was her fourth birthday, and she walks out to the bus that drives up into our driveway and climbs aboard and tells her dad and mom, see you later, and off she goes to preschool. She's so happy, and Reese has become daddy's little girl, and her birthday was awesome, and she gravitates toward the piano. When she came in the church this morning, where did she go? To the piano. So when she's 5 years old, we're going to start funding her piano lessons. But anyway, to God be the glory for healing that little girl's life. So